Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
Are you ready, Brendo?
Righto, let's give her a whirl.
Let's do it. Who sings the song Single Ladies?
No idea, pass.
What is Gordon Ramsay famous for?
Cooking.
True or false, the Coalition is losing ground to Labor in regional Australia?
It's politics, we'll go true.
Who won Bathurst 1000?
No idea, pass.
What is the largest sporting stadium in Australia?
MCG.
Name something you would see in the outback starting with the letter D.
Bingo.
What term at school are students entering today?
Four.
What is the world's longest river?
Murray. Oh, God, no idea. Nile.
Which musician announced she's coming to Australia for her Beautiful Trauma World Tour?
No idea, pass.
What's the square root of 64?
Oh, stop it.
No, pass. Who sings this? Brendo. You did complain about the Monday morning, but that's okay. All right.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll just go through the ones. Yep. Single Ladies, that's Beyonce.
Yeah, that would explain
best
that.
Best video clip of all time.
Brendo's dance to that.
So then we've got the Bathurst 1000, David Reynolds.
I got three kids that don't get time to watch TV.
Yes, fair enough. And then you've got the longest river, which I said the Nile too, but it's the Amazon. And then the musician announced her world tour for Beautiful Trauma. That's Pink.
Yes. And we will say...
I watched that last night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and we will also say sometimes it's spread throughout the news as well. So I know that's not
that
what
you... That was in the news this morning. Yeah. And we're about to elaborate on that very soon as well.
Yeah.
So the square root of 64 is 8.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, Brendo. But you know what? You reminded us, because you're a country music lover, and you reminded us of Country Music Monday, which we actually forgot earlier.
God.
So it is your lucky day. You do get to pick a music, a song here. But we did say with listeners, they can call through on 13, 12, 16 at any moment if they don't want to hear the song, and then we have to cancel it out, okay?
Brendo, do you think people will call up to cancel this song?
Oh, surely not. I hope we've got enough country music supporters out there to get behind it.
Okay, let's do it. Introduce it for us. Oh, and he just cut out.
Okay.
It's called Burning It Down. Jason who? Jason Aldean.
Aldean.
There you
Aldean-y.
Go.
Aldean-y. Yeah.
This is the Deanie. So enjoy. It's Hit
105.5. Thanks, Brendo.
Country Monday.
And you can call 13 12 16 to cancel at any time.
Finger, you're tearing my t-shirt, you're stirring up dirty in the back of my mind. You keep on flirting, cause you know that it's working. You're stuck in my head, girl, riding the lines. Couldn't sing a song without you if I tried. Let's light it up like it's our last night. Shadows dance and light it up like it's our last chance. We're just hanging around, burning it down, sipping on some cold Jack Daniels, jamming to some old Alabama with your baby laying right here, dreaming in my bed. I'm just doing my thing. You love it when I sing, say it makes you feel like an angel. We're about to get a little tangled.
Burning it down, burning it down, burning it down.
Hello, Hit 105.5. Who's this?
Jill, stop it.
We do have to stop it.
Okay, so who is this, sorry?
It's Big Clint, guys.
Who?
Big Clint.
Okay, Big Clino. How are you, mate? That was Jason Aldean burning it down.
Oh, he nearly got through the whole...
Burn it down. Absolutely burn it down. What a load of rubbish. I didn't move to the coast to listen to that.
Oh, yeah, look.
We need to tell everyone what's going on.
Okay, so Country Music Mondays, we had this whole big thing where people wanted it to happen. Everyone got behind it. We said, look, we don't control it, but this is... maybe we're going to go and do this and see if we can get a country music song. But
I just pulled the truck over to stop that. I wouldn't normally do that, but that was driving me insane.
Okay.
Put the chain smokers back on.
Oh, there you go. See, this is the thing. Woo! No one can keep anyone happy. So we did have to... But, I mean, he nearly got through the whole song.
Turn into a country radio station. Move out west if you want to listen to that rubbish.
Love your work, mate. Thank you for your
Clint.
Call. That's what we want, Clino. Cheers, mate.
See you guys. Bye.
Back. Oh, it was an uproar last night. It was an absolute travesty. It's Joel and Saul. It's Hit 105.5, 18 minutes tonight. We're talking about Survivor.
Yes, we are talking about Survivor because we're in finals week. So it ends, I believe. Well, it ends this week. It's got to be on...
Has to. It's going for
tomorrow
too long.
Night, I think, would have to be the final because
so
there's
final
an app
four.
Tonight.
Is it final four now?
And then someone will go tonight and then it'll be down to the three. And then they'll do a challenge. Oh, who knows? They keep changing that.
They do. Before we get to this, what did you think what happened last night, real quickly? Did
with
you think it was
someone
getting
rid of someone on the tribal?
Yeah.
I thought it was different. I don't know how beneficial it was in the end.
Let's speak to the person who got voted off, but this is what happened first.
Okay. The person leaving the jury tonight... Tessa.
Oh, Tessa.
Oh, you could hear it there. She joins us now. Tessa, how are you going?
How you doing?
Welcome back, Tessa. Good to speak to you again. We cannot believe what just happened last night. We cannot believe that the rules and the tradition of Survivor has changed. Can you believe it?
Oh, I've had a couple of months and I'm still not sure if I believe it.
What the hell, though, Tessa? How annoying for you because you've got to do double interviews.
Yeah, and, I mean, that's not the worst of it.
So, Tessa, we heard inside word that you were pretty annoyed when you got booted out of the tribal council.
Is this true?
I'd love to know if that was someone who was there because I was fuming.
Yeah.
I remember I couldn't even stand still. I was just stomping up and down.
Okay, let's stick with that emotion.
Yeah.
Let's just stay there. Like,
so pretty much safe to say you hate Jericho.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't say that. In that moment, I was probably feeling it, but we've spent a lot of time together since the show wrapped, and he's a really cool guy. I mean, he's a cookie monster. You can't hold hard feelings for too long against Jericho.
So, Tessa, let's talk. So you guys are all in the tribal council, living it up in the resort, having so much fun together. Was there anyone there that would have liked to just go home straight to their family then and there?
Oh, I mean... There were people, I mean, Luke has kids and a wife who I know he was just dying to see. So he probably would have responded better than I did to walking off.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the other thing is I'm a really big fan of the show and I was so excited about that final tribal council.
Well, that's where it comes down to. Okay, so there's two sides to this. Traditionalists who, look, I know that this is the Australian Survivor, but the fact of the matter is this is the Survivor brand. Traditionalists are very upset. If you jump on social media, there's no way that a person should be taken off the jury. That's the way I feel.
I think that the way I look at it, I am so lucky to have played Survivor, and as much as I did feel safe and I felt I'd earned my spot on the jury, you're not really entitled to anything, you know. we are at the mercy of the game, and you are never safe in Survivor, no matter where you are. You have to be ready for anything. So maybe I could have played the game harder. And
no,
maybe
you got
I...
done. She got blindsided that time, and then you get kicked off the jury. You've had the worst trot on Survivor of this season, Tessa. You need a stiff drink.
I've had a few, don't worry.
Tessa, thank you so very much for joining us today.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.